Now we continue our series looking at the people who make Los Angeles run, the night shift workers, the minimum wage employees, and the undocumented laborers. In the 11th part of our series, we take a trip to the busy port of Long Beach. Many of the products we buy every day are made overseas, then they enter the USA on ships. At the port, longshoremen work day and night to move shipping containers one by one. Michelle Bergman took a ride on one of the port's tall cranes and brings us this story.
Okay, ready?
Frank Ponce de Leon stands in a tiny elevator the size of a broom closet. Its thin gray metal walls rattle and shake as it climbs up 150 feet.
Oh, God.
He wears an orange jumpsuit and looks through the cage door out into the night sky.
Do you ever get a little claustrophobic in here?
When there's more than one people, yeah.
Now, when you get out, just hold on to the rail, okay?
Steps out into what feels like thin air, onto a small plank made of metal mesh. A breeze blows up from below. Looking down, you can see a giant ship packed with cargo containers of reds, oranges, and yellows, and the top of orange hard hats.
It's a little nerve-wracking.
The key is looking straight ahead.
Straight ahead into the night, into the distant lights of Long Beach. It's 10 p.m. and Frank has arrived to work.
Okay, welcome to my office.
We step into his workstation. Frank has made this commute 5 days a week for the past 17 years to his job as a night shift crane operator at the Long Beach docks. The operating station isn't much bigger than the elevator. It's a small room with a single chair. It looks like an office chair, except there are two joysticks on either side. Frank is hunched over and grabs the joysticks. The operating station, which the operators call the White House, begins to move back and forth. Frank looks down through a glass floor to guide the extended cables to hook onto a large red cargo box the size of a truck bed. Below, the red container rises off the vessel. Frank carefully places it onto the dock.
In the yellow light, you see it landed. Red light said now it's locked.
Depending on his shift, he can sit like this for up to 10 hours.
It does get lonely up there, but I mean, you're always busy. And you always got to be dialed in because it's all rhythm.
Way below the White House stands Frank's work partner.
This is where it all happens. This is where your iPads and your laptops and your designer clothes, this is where they come. This is the starting point. This is where they come in before they get to these stores where you buy them.
Jimmy Monty, Frank's friend and longshoreman, directs Frank from the pavement. He watches carefully as Frank moves the containers from the vessel onto the dock. Frank and Jimmy work in tandem all night.
So I like to just pretend that I'm in a Star Wars movie because that's what it feels like. It's this big, awesome machines. But yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Frank and Jimmy are two of 7,000 registered Long Beach dock workers. They unload more than 10 million containers from all over the world each year. They like to look out for each other.
Everybody works like a team because you kind of depend on each other. You don't kind of, you do depend on each other. So there's a feeling of brotherhood, and it's pretty cool. You don't find that in a lot of other jobs.
Workers like Frank and Jimmy are well compensated. A crane operator can start at $120,000 a year. And they deserve it, says Jimmy. The work can be dangerous.
There's all kinds of different scenarios that could happen. It's like you just never know. Like, as soon as you think you've seen it all, something new happens.
Scenarios like Frank's, who had multiple back surgeries after being pinned between a large trash box and a roll of steel coils.
Next to coal mining, we're the second most dangerous job in the world.
But Frank works a job anyway, high up in the sky, sitting in his little box, unloading container after container. Frank finds it peaceful.
It's picturesque. You don't get to see this kind of stuff downtown.
Frank's father and father's father were also crane operators.
I kid my friends every once in a while because they have jobs that outside the industry. It's like being on house arrest. Can't go too far. You're right here in the port. This is what we do. I mean, it makes everything in my life go. Put my kids through private schools. I was fortunate enough to do that.
Today, the industry is changing. As automation is introduced, the man could be replaced by computers.
Sure, it's worrisome because some jobs will be eliminated, but other jobs, it'll create a new type of job. Now, whether employers want us to bring us along on those jobs, that's the big fear.
For now, Frank and his colleagues on the shores of Long Beach will continue working the night shift.
It's not Disneyland, but it's closest to. It's an e-ticket ride. Keep your legs and hands and arms in vehicles at all times. It's dangerous, but, you know, it's fun.
Michelle Bergman, Annenberg Radio News.